record, so we'll do that right now. Okay. All right, Bianca, can you hear me? Let's unmute you. Can you hear me? Yeah, can I hear you? No, I can't, your audio is not coming through at the moment. Maybe it is now. Maybe it is now, so Bianca, yeah?
Hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I can see Dawn, you're appearing sideways to me for some reason. That's better. I can see Gemma, hello. Hello, Sophia, we're just getting your, there you are. Okay, Sophia, you're appearing twice for me now. Maybe we'll see if we can close the other one down. There you are over there. Are you still logged in, Sophia, through your computer as well as your phone?
Yeah.
Better. Look at it. Great. Love seeing you all here. We might still have a few more people coming because we're only, it's only 9:03 here at the moment, but I love that so many of you are logging on. Beautiful to see you all. All right. Where shall we begin? Let me think. Let's begin with a little meditation. We did do this last time and it was really nice just to bring us all together. So let's actually just do that. I will mute everyone so we don't have background coming through just for a minute. And I will also spotlight, I won't spotlight my video. I'll just leave it how it is. Okay. All right. We'll just do a little centering meditation just to bring us all together into the space and to bring us into our hearts before we dive into this beautiful call today. All right, so let's just close down our eyes. Just take a couple of deep breaths, and if you want to exhale through your mouth, if you have anything you want to let go of, just be like, just release that with a couple of deep breaths. With every breath, just feel yourself coming more and more into the moment, into this moment now, into this moment with all of us here for the next hour or so. And start to deepen your breathing into your heart space. So just feel your breath. As it's moving through your body, feel it really, you're breathing into your chest. And just gently feel your heart softening and opening as you're dropping into this space with all of these beautiful women. Feeling your heart open to connection and to support and to love in this space. And also bringing that breath down into your belly, so deepening it now. So it's also, it's flowing through your heart space, but it's coming right down into your lower belly as well. And if it helps you to come into your body, what I'm finding myself wanting to do is just sway a little bit and just move my shoulders and move my hips and just wiggle my feet so they're really anchored into the earth. So I can really feel myself coming into my body, feeling really connected to myself. Hmm. Just feeling centered. With that beautiful breathing going right down, maybe even into your hips, into your lower belly, into your womb space, and having real that anchoring of your lower body. Feeling your heart be soft and light and open. I'm feeling ready to begin. Just take a couple of moments just to complete that little practice for yourself. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to roll with the same... I've just done this for everyone, but if it becomes a bit, hang on, let me just mute you all again. maybe having you all unmuted, we get some interference. So maybe I'll do it one bit at a time. We're going to use the same procedure we used last time, the same kind of format, which is I'm going to get each of you individually. We'll start with sharing something that you want to celebrate, something that has gone well over the past, say, month or so, maybe a step you've taken, maybe an inner shift within yourself, maybe something you created or achieved, just something you want to share from a positive perspective. It's feeling good. You want to acknowledge yourself for or celebrate or share with us, and we'll get everyone to do that. Once everyone has completed that, we'll go back around with what you're wanting support with. So you can bring a question, you can bring an area of challenge, you can bring something you want to nut out with a little bit of coaching support with me in the group. And that is how we'll roll. I'll try to keep us within an hour, but I doubt that's going to happen. We might go a little bit over an hour today. If at any stage any of you need to leave before the call is up, just either let me know by waving at me or type it in the comments box just so I know. And if you need to jump off, I can always come to you before others to ensure you get a chance to share, because I know for some of you it's later. For us, it's early here in Australia. All right, so I'll keep you all on mute at the moment, but you can wave at me at any time if you want my attention, because I can see you all. But in terms of sharing what we want to celebrate, something positive, something beautiful, something exciting, who would love to go first? Danielle. Hello, my love.
Hi, everyone. Good morning and good evening. I just figured I may as well break the the silence.
That's so good.
What I'd love to celebrate this month is, I guess this, I really feel like I've transitioned or stepped up in finding my power and peace in chaos, especially in other people's chaos. I think a lot of the time I used to fall into wanting to fix everything and worrying for everybody, and I've really found in the last few weeks especially that I've just felt such a deep inner peace in those moments. So yes, that's what I'd like to celebrate. And also the love and peace in my relationship with my fiance. It's just been a really beautiful season for us, even in all the chaos. And so yeah, I think that's worth celebrating as well.
Well done. Definitely a tough practice to maintain those feelings when there is chaos going on.
Yes, absolutely. I've had my fair share of the challenges. Yes, and then I guess the support piece is, which is
one minute left. We'll circle back to that. No, all good. I'll come back to you and we'll dive into that when we go back around. Is that all good?
Perfect.
Beautiful. Thank you for celebrating and sharing that with us. Really beautiful. Gorgeous. Alrighty. Thank you. All right, loves. Who would like to go next? Gemma. Mariah. Can you hear me? Yeah, Gemma?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Fabulous. Hi, everyone. First of all, I just love Danielle's setting. Isn't that chair awesome? It's beautiful. So a celebration for me this month has really been nestling in, as my video kind of posted this morning, into where I am. I try to segmentalize my life, compartmentalize my life. And especially with motherhood, I can't do that. And I don't want to do that. I want to be kind of show up as one person. So in the last couple of weeks, I've really been able to find peace with all of my life and not think when Beckett gets older, I'll be able to have my life back. This is part of it. And I think part of that journey that will help people connect to me, and I would want them to, because this is me through and through in the various capacities. So it's been very peaceful and nice to get to that, because I think I realized how much I started with pushing and not flowing, and now it just feels a lot more calm and peaceful and not pushy.
Beautiful. Similar themes there that we've kind of got, of like finding this inner calm amongst everything, which is really nice. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. So nice. All right, Gemma. Thank you. Who would like to go next? Hi, Amanda.
Hi, everyone. I've had also a really interesting month. And I think, even in my video as well, I talked about, and my takeaway from the last masterclass really was that leaning in. I felt like I was in that confused space as well for February. It was very just sitting with these what to do, when I kind of knew, having to work through that. And I just leaned into a few things unexpectedly. And then just the whole last week has just, there's been so much serendipity and all these lovely things, this sort of chain of events that keep popping up. And it just feels like a different vibration completely, and it's really just, I just want to keep it going. So it's been really lovely, really good.
Beautiful. So many good feelings coming through. I love it. And it's all really nice what you're sharing. There's this real, softness and ease and peace in what you women have shared so far, which is really beautiful to hear. Thank you. Yeah, and love the leaning in. I love it. That was such a big takeaway for you. So good. All right, who would like to go next? I know, Dawn, I can see you smiling at me. Come on, off you go. Oh, lost ya. Are you there, Dawn?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You went back on mute and I lost your video.
Because the stupid thing thinks I'm driving. Oh. Thinks I'm driving because I dropped the phone.
I see.
So,
okay.
Anyway, only way for me to fix it, I find, is to leave and get back in. So why don't you take another person and I'll leave and get back in and I'll try not to drop it again.
Okay, well, no problem. We'll come back to you.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, love. All right, who's going to go next? Hello, beautiful. Off you go. Are you unmuted? Yeah. Can I hear you?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, beautiful.
I didn't see it. So, hello, everyone. I don't know if it's good morning, afternoon, or evening.
What time is it for you over there now?
It is 11 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
In Paris.
Thank you.
Saturday. So, for me, I will say my wins. Since few days, I apologize because I didn't communicate a lot last month, but I feel like I am improving. I feel...
I'm losing your audio a little bit. I think we're frozen. What if we turn off video, maybe? Stop video. Sometimes that helps bring just back audio.
Okay.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Okay. I can hear you now. You forget for a moment.
So I was saying that I feel like more more confident. Mm. With more clarity. I struggled since many months to have clarity about what I will do in my life, who I am, etc. And I feel like I know myself better. Yeah. I pretty know what I want to do, so it's okay. And yes, and actually I think this is something I wanted to do since many months, but I wasn't able to do it. But I since a few days, I would say 2 weeks, I start to wake up earlier and go to work earlier and start to work on the top priority task that I have to do. I'm pretty proud of myself for doing that because it helped me a lot, and it helped me as well for my on my confidence. So this is my, I would say, the biggest win.
Awesome, awesome. You can pop your video back on now because we've got, it's like beautiful, awesome. Even with a small change like that, and then watching yourself say, you know, I want to make that change, and then you watch yourself show up for it and implement it, it creates a lot of like pride in ourselves and we're able to follow through on that stuff.
Yeah, actually, definitely.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing and well done for being here at 11 o'clock. I think probably for Bianca, it's quite late as well. You guys are awesome. Thank you for being here. We'll come back around in a moment when we get into what you want support with. So we'll meet you there and Dawn will bring you back.
Okay, we'll try again. Do I look okay? Because I have to have it in this landscape in order for
what
it to work
in
well.
Your hair? What's this?
I have got flowers in my hair. I went to a class this afternoon. It was called Wearing Flowers or Flowers to Wear. Wow. And so we made these little circular things, and we also got some headbands and extra flowers. I haven't done that yet. So I'm like, I love flowers, and I had made these kind of things myself. So, but this was really fun because it's like a professional florist, and I'm like, I think I'll do more of those, and I'll just wear them and see what people do.
What's your celebration for today, for the past few weeks?
My celebration is I started writing my book, and I have, you know, I have a writing coach, and so she gave me a few things to start with and some information that actually I knew but didn't know. And so from what I can gather, this is the fun part of writing, is the discovery. And so it's really been fun. And we have, I've set up a schedule so that I write every day for at least 2 hours or work on it. So I'm all excited, and it's actually going well, and I'm happy with it. So.
Oh, so good. Yay. Thank you for sharing that. So awesome to hear you making progress on that, like stepping into action.
Yep.
Oh, so good. Thank you for sharing, Dawn. And I love the flowers. Mm-hmm. Love them. All right. Bianca or Sophia, who's next? All right. Off you go.
All righty. So my celebration, for me, it's quite a big one, I think. And it's quite a, like, it spans over a long period of time as well. So, like, I think I said it in my March intentions a little bit as well, that I've been, like, there's been a lot going on, a lot of action and doing things. And in the past, I've had it where, like, I'd have a busy day or something, I'd be doing a lot in one day, like going out, seeing people, and then I'd need time to recover. Like, I'd need 1 to 2 days to kind of like not do anything. And like, I mean, not do anything at all. And so it's kind of just been settling in with me that I feel like I'm more in balance. Like, I'm able to do things and not feel the need to isolate myself afterwards. Like, it's still a process, and it's still something that's like evolving, but it's just compared to last year and the year before that, the change that I've experienced is just like enormous, you know. And like even when I was studying yoga last year, I'd have like three or four days where I'd like have to go into class and do things, and I'd find it so hard to even go out that often in the week, you know, like I wouldn't, it was just too much. And whereas now this year, like I've been doing things like every day, and I felt more allowing, like I don't hold so much resistance around going out and doing things, whereas before I felt like so drained even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. That's been us. Mm. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, huge for freeing up your energy, right? And taking away all the stuff that's been depleting you, what was going on there that was depleting you.
Yeah. Mm.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. That ties into a lot to what you were talking about in your intentions as well.
Mm.
Intention video. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome work. All right. And Bianca, off you go.
Okay. So I have several wings, but one of them is like on the last call, Gemma triggered on me that I want to leave my job too. So, and it was so, I had that feeling and it was so strong and I really, really wanted to leave it. And I felt it, like it was like a spring is coming and it's like, I don't know, the season of blossoming things, and I want to create things and I don't want to be chained at this best job. So I think now I feel, after the other masterclass, I feel that I'm not stuck, like I'm choosing to stay a little bit longer. And also I feel more confident in my job, like I'm, because I teach English and sometimes it's like, who am I to teach English? So it's like, okay, but I'm helping people, so.
Mm. Mm. And so you had shared with me in one of our emails that you're going down to part-time, is that right?
Yes, in May. So I want to keep working full-time March and April, and then on May, just part-time, and I start working on my YouTube channel and a podcast and Instagram.
Awesome. Yay. And I love that you really took that away from the last masterclass. It's like, okay, I need to be here for a little while longer, so I'm going to choose that. But then I'm also going to choose to honor this feeling that's saying I also need to leave at some point. Yeah, awesome. Oh, awesome. Well done. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Oh, so good. I love this part where we get to celebrate all the good stuff. Okay. All right. So just start now tuning into and thinking about and reflecting on what you would most love support with on the call today, what you would like to talk about or get some guidance on or work through, or just, yeah, get some tools around to help you continue to move forward. So if you're not clear on that yet, you can be thinking about that while people are talking, or if you are clear, I know, Danielle, you had been clear when we first started. If anyone's clear and ready to go, let me know. Where are we going to begin? Oh, was that Dawn? All right, love, off you go.
Well, I actually wrote, you know, what I needed to talk about, because what's been happening to me in the last probably week is that I will cry at the drop of a hat. And I know two different thoughts that definitely bring the tears, and that is thinking about my father who died in April 2015, and also my husband who died 6 months before that. And so I go to acupuncture pretty often, and she's been working mostly with emotion. And she told me, she's very intuitive, and she said, as she came to see me on Thursday, she said, loneliness, loneliness, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I understand that, you know, grief and losing people and loneliness are related. But then I think, well, I got a husband, I've got a mother that live with me. And I do know that I spend a lot of time away from home, and being with like-minded people and doing things. So I don't know if that's all escapism or what. That's what I would like help with.
Mm-hmm. And what specifically around this would you like help with?
I want to understand how to work through it, because I feel like it's come up as part of a release. So I'd like to know some ideas on how to finally get it out. I mean, what, you know, what do I need to do to, because I mean, it can come at odd times and rather inconvenient.
And so is the outcome that we'd like from this, is it to have the tools to support yourself through these feelings when they come up? Or is it about being able to process this loneliness so it doesn't keep returning?
I think it's processing more than tools to, I mean, I don't mind crying. I'll cry in public if that's what I need to do. But I figure there has to be some point where this has got to stop and I help and I can move on. So process through it.
Yes. Well, look, a couple of things. If the body's having a process, the best thing we can do is trust that process and surrender to that process. And so the mind might say, cool, how can we get through this process faster? Because it's inconvenient and I want to be on the other side of it. But if the body's having a process, part of it is really honoring that it might take some time for the body to move through that. And if the body's still releasing emotion, it's because there's still emotion to be released. So that's one aspect of it. Secondly, I want to acknowledge you're already doing beautiful work around, you know, working with different practitioners, whether it's acupuncture or just feeling it, that's helping to release it and also help you understand where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But when you heard her share about loneliness, when she said that to you, what did that spark in you?
Confusion at first, because I thought, I mean, really, that was, I was like, loneliness. And I was like, and then, like I said, I could associate it with the two people I've lost. I mean, but this was a long time ago. And then she said, did you talk to your husband yet? And I honestly can't remember what we had talked about before about that. So then I thought, I do feel lonely in my marriage. Very definitely.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I do, because we're so different. And we don't share very much. You know, like I spend a lot of time elsewhere because I can't get what I mean, if you look around me, you can see how busy it is behind me. You know, this is a busy place, which is not comfortable to me. I love everyone else's. I look behind and I'm like, oh, it's so peaceful and calm and, you know, not busy like it is here. So that's part of why I don't like to be here. It's just the environment. But then I thought, well, I mean, even when I'm home, Wayne and I don't spend a lot of time together. You know, either he's doing stuff on the car, his hobbies, or reading. He reads a lot. So he sits with a Kindle a lot. And so then I thought, well, I guess we could make some efforts, you know, to go out, because that's the other thing, is I have my mother here. So all of these things kind of make it difficult to me to have a full relationship with my husband.
Okay. But what I'm hearing when we're really getting down to what this is about for you, so maybe we're not quite at what the resolution is, but what we can hear this is about for you is that there's a feeling of loneliness that's coming up. Some of this might be related to, it's interesting, we've got stuff around losing male significant men, so father, partner, and then we've got also loneliness around a man again. It's interesting that feeling's getting triggered in relationship to the masculine. And then what's coming up now is, I feel lonely in my marriage. I think there's either whether it's more connection or something you're wanting to experience there in that relationship, and you're good at filling up your life with all these other forms of connection, but there's something missing in that connection for you. I think something you're craving to feel from the masculine in particular. And again, I actually thought this could even be linked to, I wonder if this is linked to some type of wound from, as a child, of something you didn't get to experience that you were craving that is now playing out in your marriage. It's almost like the same feeling, yeah, but maybe in a different form. Mm-hmm. When you tune in with your, I know you're very intuitive, your own guidance about how you feel in your marriage, what does your inner guidance share with you? Does it say, have a conversation with him? Does it, what does it tell you?
I don't think I've tuned into it, oddly enough.
I feel like it has guidance for you.
Yes. Oh, me too. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How come you're not asking?
I don't know. It's like, it seems like there's been so much to do. Maybe that's part of it. So I will, well, let me do that. I mean, no, I don't want to spend time doing that right now, but.
It feels like we're sort of piecing together what this is really about. And I think it's that, okay, that real self-honesty, there's this feeling coming up in my relationship at the moment. And there's something for me to look at here that's missing for me. And you can absolutely do your work outside of the relationship to fill yourself up and get your connection and all of it. But I get the sense that this is coming up because there's something to look at in the relationship and to maybe be tuning in and asking your guidance what it's trying to show you here or what the step is to take around this to help. And also I'd get you to reflect on and journal about what would you love if you could wave a magic wand and see this situation change. See him show up exactly how you want, or see the relationship look and feel exactly how you want. I want you to spend some time actually really describing what it is you would ideally like to see and experience here.
And okay, that makes sense.
As well, it will give you some clarity, and you'll either be able to see, okay, this is an unrealistic expectation to have on this partner because this isn't going to happen here. Or you'll be able to see, okay, here's some things that we need to work on to help create that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show you something. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
Okay, beautiful.
That totally works. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Dawn. And well done for being so as well, embracing of just feeling your emotions and moving through that process. It's always a very brave thing to do, so.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact that I didn't cry when I told you tells me that's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The layers are releasing. Beautiful. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who would like to go next? Gemma. Right, off you go, love.
Hello. Mine's in a similar realm, I guess, and I haven't really verbalized it, but when I even emailed you just about the things that you've been saying on your podcast and that with femininity, and femininity is something that I have, and you also said this, which was just heartwarming to me. I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one, but I have honestly thrived on being so masculine for so long. I've even said to people in a prideful way that I am the man in my relationship. And I'm like thinking back on it now, I'm like, that's, you know, I like to work hard and I'm driven and I think now as a mom again, as a wife, as a human being, just coming into this heart-centered space rather than I was always living from my head. So I don't really know what my question is as much, but that transition, I mean, the dancing really appeals to me. I actually have a Latin like music DVD that I've been like loving and flowing to.
Yep.
It's fun. And, but I realize that my throat chakra, I think, is pretty choked up too. Cause I don't communicate very well. My husband is like, I love you. And he just talks a lot about his emotions and that stuff, and I'm not that way. And I feel I don't know, that uncomfortable, maybe I am uncomfortable with that, I don't know, but I feel like just as I move through this transition, I feel like I'm transitioning in so many ways right now, but femininity is this word that I'm like, it's something that I'm like, oh, I've been craving this, I need it, that's like that light that needs to be lit. So I don't really know what my question is as much as how have you experienced it?
Thank you for asking this. I mean, as any of you who are following my content know, this is one of my favorite conversations at the moment. Couple of things that I'll start with. Something I've noticed with, particularly when I've been talking to women about my women's group coaching program, often when we're going through a transition in our work, for example, which I know you will be, say of moving out of like say corporate or the it's almost like the mind or the masculine that took us into that job, as we are choosing to listen more to our heart and be creative and express our true essence, it's also natural that we feel our feminine wanting to awaken more and we're craving more of her because she's going to be the lead of that. You know, maybe it was our masculine that led us into that other job, but it's the feminine that's going to lead you through your true heart work. So it's really natural and timely. You'd feel the sort of stirring for more of her energy, the craving for more of it. So am I right in saying you're becoming more aware now of how you thrive in the masculine, the ways in which you had relied on and drawn on and been in that energy, and you are seeing the places where you're noticing there's either discomfort or resistance or not a full embracing as yet of some of the feminine qualities, and you're wanting to be awakening and embodying and experiencing more of those?
Exactly. And I'm honestly, I've been a little scared of her in the past,
yeah,
because the masculine really is that driving force, right? That is going to get things done. So how do I incorporate the feminine and still, I don't quite understand how she'll encompass me.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there's a lot.
There is.
I'm actually running my first class tomorrow on kind of all of this stuff for my women. But let's just start with a couple of things. Where I would begin is maybe some journaling on what aspects of your feminine you would most love to start reconnecting with. And these are just qualities. You know, so when we look at qualities of the feminine, we're looking at, say, flow. I think that was a word that came up. You know, our heart, our feelings, vulnerability, surrender, trust, softening, receiving. These are all kind of like, you know, pleasure, sensuality, movement, like in getting into the body. So where I sort of started with it, where I was like, okay, which of these qualities do I feel like I want to start to embody more of and integrate in? And so it doesn't have to be a doing thing initially. It can be actually more of an embodiment thing. And so what I sort of started with was like, okay, how can I bring these qualities through me more or into my life more in the way I do everything, even in the way I make food? Can I slow it down, be more sensual with it when I'm eating, or the way I walk down the street? And, you know, if you saw my live, can I walk in my hips rather than walking in my shoulders? Mm-hmm. Can I work on my receiving? So, you know, as I'm connecting with people, receiving their energy or receiving attention or receiving, I don't know, if someone tries to help me or offers me, you know, a coffee or, you know, just that receiving energy. So you might just, or even like softening. How can I soften my jaw? How can I soften my body when I'm interacting with my partner? So you might pick a couple of words where you're like, well, these are what I'm really craving to feel more of. And you can either look at, okay, how can I just keep those words in mind and look at bringing those qualities in with everything that I'm doing? Or also, what are some practices that actually help really activate that for me? And movement and dance is so beautiful for that. I mean, that's one that I really draw on to. And if you listen to the podcast I shared with in that, how my coach Susanna got me to stop journaling in the morning and start dancing. And that was just transformational for me, that simple shift. So usually what helps us get into the feminine are things that really bring us into our bodies. So whether that is dancing, movement, even just like, I'll often stretch on my yoga mat with my eyes closed, just really breathing into my body, just feeling my body. Body massage, you know, getting some nice coconut oil and giving ourselves a massage. Self-care practices that really nurture and nourish us and make us feel very loved and taken care of and quite sort of pampered. I think there's a couple of pieces as well for you which might be more challenging. And I'm hearing around releasing control, vulnerability, and expressing your feelings. They feel like two kind of big ones. And also trusting the masculine to lead. So when you sort of say, you know, I tend to maybe be the man or wear the pants in the family, that to me is an indication you're taking more of the leadership role in the dynamic. Mm-hmm. And what really helps us come into the feminine is actually letting the man lead, and we surrender and flow with him. So actually what I'll get you to read, there's a cool book. I've got the audio book of it. It's called The Surrendered Wife. And it has some beautiful concepts in there around places we can give the men in our life more control, is the wrong word, but hand over decisions, hand over maybe the management of different areas of the household, areas where we've kind of taken over. But through the letting go of that, we pull him back into the masculine role and we put us back into the feminine role. I know that's a lot that I've just gone blurt at.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
What's landing around that? And do you have any more questions around it?
No, I think this is great. Great. Because it's stuff that you kind of been theming in your content for a while now, I know. And I know it's something I've needed to work on, but it's always kind of pushed it away. And I think now exactly what you're saying, it's not only I've needed it for a while, but I need, my body's just calling it in so many things to be the mom I want to be, to transition into this creative entrepreneur, that I need it in so many ways that I think she's like inside me going, screaming to get out, and softening and nourishment and nurture and slowing down and sleeping has been things through the end of February that were just so fabulous. Like, mm-hmm. And I really like accepting that, but there was just also this part of me that was fighting and was like, yeah, you aren't being productive. You aren't, you know, and I've, towards the end of the month, I really let that be peaceful. But I think like you're saying, bring in these soft feminine qualities into the things that I already do. I love that idea. I just love it. So yeah, no, this is fabulous. Thank you.
And just a couple more things that were coming to mind. When you were talking about that sort of feminine inside of you, I often get people to reflect on and journal on the question, what is my feminine self most craving? What is she asking for? And what we need to understand with the feminine is the feminine changes constantly. So masculine energy is very linear, consistent. They can be the same all day, every day, dun, dun, dun. We are different every 5 minutes as women. And it's whenever we're working on feminine practice, it's always about uncovering what she needs in the moment. So deep listening, never putting her into a cut and copy kind of model of like, this is what you're going to do for the next month. She's like, no, ask me what I want and what I need as I'm moving through life, because it's going to change. So asking her, yeah, what is my feminine self craving? What is she needing? What is she asking for? And also to practice vulnerability with your partner starts with, first of all, the vulnerability with yourself. So I would be encouraging you to listen more to how you're feeling at different moments. And even just, I often give women just the practice of whenever you remember, just taking a breath and just asking yourself, how am I feeling right now? And as you become more aware of your own feelings and just more in tune with them, it's then easier to share them with other people because you're feeling safer fully experiencing them, and then we can share them with others.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you. It's just so weird to be like, I've lived these first 35 years of my life as a as a guy. I mean, masculine, right? Like, I'm masculine. And now I'm like, oh, I have all these. And like, that's what people have been talking about all this year. So I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yeah. What I might also gift all of you women is I have a feminine resource guide that I created for people who have been parts of my different programs, either Divine Femme or this group coaching program, but I'll post it in our group as a bit of a gift for you all. So there's some resources in there that are based on this type of living that you can look up to.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for your question.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. Who would like to go next? Bianca, off you go, love.
Okay, so since I was a little girl, I always loved animals, and I always felt in my heart that I wanted to save them. So in my street, there's always some stray cats. But since last summer, it's been like crazy because there are like 8 cats. And I feed them and I pet them and everything, but there are some of them who are ready for a home. But the cats that I have, they have been stray cats in my street. And then, so it's like, we connected and it was like, okay, I'm going to adopt you. But I have the flyers, I have everything. I tell them that I'm going to find them a home, but inside of me, I'm so stuck. Because like, who am I to decide who their family is going to be? Mm-hmm. And also I have a standard and I want them not to live in an apartment. I want them to have access to a garden or something outside. It's like, I don't know how. I'm stuck there.
Mm-hmm. So you're stuck with it because you can't see how it's going to be possible to find these types of homes, or you don't think that you are someone, like, who am I to be the person who's helping them find their home?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Tell me about why. I mean, this is a really beautiful, generous, like, I just feel like your heart energy, just like wanting to mother and nurture and take care of these beautiful little creatures. Why? I mean, you've already done so many steps. Why do you feel so inspired to find them homes? Like, what's driving you here to want to do this?
Why do I want to find them a home?
Yes. I mean, some people would just be like, oh, they're stray cats. That's a shame. And they wouldn't do anything about it. But you've already taken so many beautiful steps that I'm just wondering why, like, what's really driving you? Why do you feel so inspired to help them?
Okay, I always thought that it is possible to talk to animals. And I've heard some things about animal communication through the heart. So I try to develop that. And sometimes I don't know if it's my mind talking or if I'm hearing them or anything. But it's like, I feel that some of them are ready and they want a house and they want to enter my house, but I live at home. I live with my mom and my mom doesn't want any more cats. So it's like, you cannot enter. I'm sorry, Victor. But it's and another one who is ready is, I call her Sydney and she's now pregnant. So it's like, I don't know. Wow. I think they want to have a home. I feel it, and I think that they deserve it. Instead of living in the street or out in the cold, I think that they could be cozy at home and receiving love.
Yeah. And that's exactly the reason why you are the perfect person to find them a home. Because I don't know anyone else that can communicate with animals in such a powerful, intuitive, heart-driven way. That's why they've come to you. And that's why you feel such a desire to help them, because you're meant to. The fact that they've actually said to you they're ready for a home, where you can feel that, means that you're the perfect person to support them.
What if they end up in a bad home? Or how am I to say to someone who calls me, no, you're not that person, because I'm the person who decides, and I say that you're not going to be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that they need to connect, and I don't know how they can connect if they don't know each other. So I'm praying for the universe to connect them, but I don't know how.
Well, it's not your job to know the how. That's the universe's job. So whenever we are wanting to manifest anything, there are definitely a lot of elements that are outside our control. Absolutely. But there's a lot that is within your control. So I think it's whenever I'm wanting to manifest something, I often write a list. I'm like, what's fully within my control and what's my job and what's the universe's job? Now, your job is to take care of these beautiful animals and to create the flyers and to be in touch with people. And you can be feeling intuitively, does this feel like the right person for this cat? You'll be able to feel, does this feel like the right home? Do I think they'll have the right intentions? And so that's all within your power and control. And the hard part's going to be, there's a lot of elements that are outside your control, which is how long it's going to take to find them a home, and you know, how people are going to respond to you. You can't control any of that. What's going to happen once you let them go? You can't control that either. But what I would focus on are the parts that are within your control, which is, it's almost like you're showing up to advocate for them. You're speaking up for them on their behalf, and you're going to communicate with people who might be interested in adopting them to ensure that these are the right people. And there's a big element of trust here. I think when all of us get a desire, whatever, you know, something's moved through you. And when we get that desire, it's easy for all of us to look at it and be like, who am I to bring this desire to life? Yeah, but that desire has chosen you because you are the person to bring it to life. It wouldn't have come to you unless you were the person who was here to manifest it.
Okay, thank you, Connie. That's so beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. But I feel that I was thinking about that the other day, and in the past when I was little, I had to, my dog has puppies, and we set up flyers, and a guy called us and my sister and me, and told us that he wanted to adopt one of the puppies, and it was for his daughter's birthday. So he sounded so good on the phone, but then he looked as responsible when we saw each other, and the daughter, it was a little girl. So we were just, I think, 12, my sister and I. Well, no, my sister was 9. But I wasn't able to speak up and tell him, I'm not going to give you the puppy. Mm. I think that also is maybe holding me back.
Yeah. So what's the lesson then from that experience where you felt you were too young at the time to speak up? What are you going to do differently now as an adult?
First, to ask more questions on the phone.
Okay. Perfect. Yep.
Yes, many questions. And then, I don't know, say that we need to see each other first before making a decision. Okay.
Perfect. So you had a little bit of the fear coming from your past experiences that was impacting you now, but it's about remembering I'm an adult now, I'm not a 12-year-old, and I'm in complete control of who I decide to hand these cats over to, and I'm in control of the process and how this works, and I'm going to speak up on their behalf, and I'm going to say, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, I need to come and meet you, I need to be certain you're the right person before I hand this cat over. And so I think standing in your power here will be really important.
Yeah, I need somebody in my power. Yes, thank you, Connie.
Use your voice. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. That's a really special, unique example, but I really loved it. Thank you. Beautiful. All right, who's next? Sophia, oh, almost. I just got Sophia first, and then we'll come to you, my love. Sophia, yes, off you go.
Okay. So it kind of follows on from the celebration to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But when I've got a lot of things going on, when I'm like doing a lot of things and out and about a lot, I have the tendency to kind of fall out of my equilibrium, you know, like when I'm by myself, I can kind of maintain this balance within myself. And then when I'm around people a lot, I kind of let their energies affect me, and then I change and I'm kind of more like volatile and things just change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's also when I notice my masculine aspects really come out, because I feel like I don't know how to just be in the moment. I have to have a purpose or an intention, and I have to like get this done, and I have to say what I need to say, and you know, like I just get real, like I can just feel my body as well just expand, like I just get bigger to like protect myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And then I also, and this kind of ties into it, but this is also something from a childhood thing, I know. When I talk to people, so like, for example, my job, I talk to a lot of people because I'm on reception. I feel the need to rush what I'm saying. I feel the need to like rush what I'm saying, because I feel like I'm going to get cut off. Like, I feel like someone's just going to interrupt me. Mm-hmm. So again, it's kind of like getting to the point, masculine, not allowing things to flow. And then I also get caught up in thinking about what everyone else is thinking about, mm-hmm. especially when I'm talking to someone that I admire or they have like a quality that I admire. Mm-hmm. I'll kind of like black out. I just don't even like remember the interaction, and I've left the interaction thinking about all the things I've done like wrong, or I should have done this, or blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Last point, so it's a long list. I also have it where, yeah, when I'm in like that interaction or an interaction, I don't know how to like positively reinforce someone or kind of just acknowledge someone or give them a compliment,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, like I'm a really critical person, and I don't know how to switch that over to lightening the mood, like sharing good feeling things, you know. I find that really hard. Like, it's all inside, but it just doesn't know how to come out.
yeah. Okay, beautiful. Thank you for sharing all of that. There's a lot of elements here, but I'll just start with a couple of things I was picking up on. So that protection piece is really interesting. And it ties into what we were talking about in your post, because when we don't have healthy ways of protecting ourselves, we'll sort of bring in not unhealthy, but sort of unresourceful ways of protecting ourselves. And even when I hear you talk about that critical energy, I even see that as protection.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep, beautiful. I'm glad you can see all of this. So, and even like you said, there's a masculine energy, which to me feels like a shell or something solid that sort of comes in to protect your energy. Yeah. And I also wrote down unsafe. I actually feel below all of this is some type of feeling. You actually feel quite unsafe at times in the interactions with other people.
Yeah.
I also wrote down unheard, which I think is something residual from childhood for you.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's a lot of elements going on, but I think what I'm sensing sort of is coming down to the core of it is, like, typically, would you say that when you were growing up, would you identify as being sensitive, sensitive, emotional kind of kid?
Mm.
And sometimes at our essence, that's what we are. And then if that aspect of us either wasn't nurtured and supported and really honored, and if we didn't feel safe in that, or if we weren't made to feel safe in that, or if we didn't have healthy ways of protecting that energy ourselves through boundaries, through knowing how to protect our energy, through saying no, through standing in our power, what actually happens is that energy becomes like quite locked inside, and I feel it real deep in you. But we've just got all this layers of stuff that you have built up to protect yourself over the years.
Yeah.
Okay. Which you can't just go ripping down your protective patterns. That's part of the problem, right? Because we're like, we want to work through it. But another part of you is like, don't you dare take my protection. Like, this keeps me safe.
Mm.
So when I say the word unsafe, or we're talking about this protection keeps me safe, and I'm wondering if you can sort of feel into it. If we were to find that part of you that does at times feel unsafe in these interactions with other people, why might that be? What feels unsafe at times?
I think in the past, I have taken a lot of what other people have said, especially like authoritative figures, really to heart. And so like whatever it may be, whatever comment was, especially when I was younger, I would really take on board any kind of critical comment made to me or like made about me. And so yeah, like I know now that like I'm working through a process of letting those things go and allowing imperfection to be present, because I have like a real strong idea that I always have to be perfect, this has to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. And I'm kind of like consciously going out knowing there's something that I don't find perfect, you know, and like being aware of it and just doing it anyway, kind of like breaking down that system and being okay with things not being like my idea of perfect. And I think, yeah, in the past, those comments have picked at imperfections and I didn't know how to deal with that. And I felt like because they were saying it, it was wrong. And so I always thought there was something wrong when like, it's just someone's, it's just where someone's at or just someone noticing something. And, but to me, it was like the end of the world.
So I felt like there was something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. What emotion comes up around that when you feel that story, there's something wrong with me?
I just feel really small. Like, what word? I think that there's a lot of sadness tied into that as well. Like not feeling accepted. Mm.
And when you talk about this in particular was triggered by authoritative figures, who was that figure for you when you were growing up?
I think a lot of it was my family. So both my mum and my dad and then some of my family over in Germany on my mum's side.
Was there one person, mum or dad, who felt the strongest in that?
It's really hard to pinpoint because their ways of doing it was so very different. So, like, I grew up with my parents separated, and so it was, like, two households. But I think my dad, and I've grown up with, like, a stepmom as well, I think their way of doing it was they weren't aware. Like they didn't know that what they were saying was hurting because they didn't know any different. Yeah. So like their version of what they thought was right was not my version. And because I was growing up with them, I thought I had to be like that when I felt that I like that wasn't for me. So I was having this conflict of I have to be like this, but that's not what it feels like. And so I was pushing to be what they wanted me to be or whatever. Whereas with my mum, it's more like a protection thing. She wants to protect me and she can see the struggles that I was having. And she comes from a critical place, I think from her own fear and her own path. And she wants to protect me so I don't have to experience that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So it's really helpful when we can understand where our parents were coming from, that it wasn't really personal and wasn't really about us. Have you spent much time connecting with the little girl within you that still believes there's something wrong with me?
I have been doing quite a lot recently, like a lot of journaling and just sharing moments with my younger self. And I've begun seeing it in other people as well, like aspects of my younger self in other people. And I'm kind of just like, it's just showing up more for me and like in my physical reality. And that has been real, I think, quite healing. And I'm learning that it's okay. Like whatever it is, you know, it's what it is. And I'm nourishing that I wasn't understood.
Mm.
And now I'm learning to understand myself. And that's kind of all that really matters at the moment.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a few different ways to approach something like this. The first way is with this inner child work, because what many of us still carry within us, and we've talked about this, is a wounded inner child. It's still unresolved for her. Even though you've already started the beautiful work, and I'm so proud of you for beginning to do that with her, this is still unresolved. I feel like you're really on the journey to it being resolved. But exactly what you've begun doing. So we want to work with that part of you that first started believing and still does believe there's something wrong with me. She's still internalizing that on some level. And you're doing beautiful work with her, as you said, to understand her, to see her. If we have the story that something's wrong with us, we need to be always looking for what's right about us and always affirming to ourselves what is right, and in everything that we do, never making ourselves wrong for it, but making ourselves right for it. So with this story, we always have the tendency to make ourselves wrong for everything that we do. So even now as an adult, if you're watching that, you know, and I've even noticed in myself, say I make a mistake, say I hurt someone's feelings, say I say the wrong thing, right? I could go into, oh my gosh, I totally did something wrong and feel that story. Or yeah. I could be like, in the moment, that felt right. For whatever reason, in the moment, that felt like the right thing to say, right thing to do. I can look back on that and go, I would have done that differently now. Doesn't mean I did anything wrong, though. So always important you're catching out if you're defaulting to making yourself wrong. And with the inner child, beautiful to start with journaling. I would work with her as well in visualizations and sitting either opposite her or sitting with her on you. And letting her just continue to express, you know, how she's feeling, if there's any wounds, any emotion, and having conversations with her to continue to give her and reassure her, give her what she needs and reassure her of what she really needs to know about herself. So I think it's the continuing of that work, which you're already doing. And then the second layer of it is how this is manifesting externally. So that's the core of it. And then we're looking at how is this manifesting externally, which is that you have built a pattern of behavior to support you with that, which you now realize isn't working anymore and you want to create a new one. So just give me a couple of things that are coming to mind. So as the woman, as the grown-up woman you are now, if we weren't acting from the wounds of the inner child, but you were showing up as the powerful, whole, confident, self-assured, self-loving woman that you are, how would you love to see yourself handling these interactions with people so that you still have boundaries, you're still protecting your energy, but you're not having to use these old ways of doing it?
Well, the first words that came to mind were accepting and loving, mm-hmm. the two ones. And I think that goes for both the way I treat myself and the way I treat others. But yeah, I just see myself like I have a sense of confidence, and there's not that second guessing. There's not that overthinking of something, and like I sometimes it's important to reflect, but it's when that turns into talking down to yourself and you're like putting yourself down. And so I like that doesn't show up. Like if I envision it, that's not in the picture, you know. I'm kind of just comfortable and I'm in the moment. That's another one, in the moment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So I do a little bit more journaling around what that would look like, because it might take time to fully make that your natural way of being with people, but actually creating a little bit of a vision around what that would look like and then actually putting your energy into that and imagining how you would practice that can actually help you step into it. And then if you ever notice any situation where you have an interaction and you come home and you're starting the beating up on yourself, just literally like stop, like interrupt it, right?
Yeah.
That's how we break it. We just have to literally be like, no, nah, I'm not doing this. Get up, go for a walk, get out the door. We've got to interrupt the pattern that wants to have you sitting at home for 20 minutes being like, oh my God, you know, which we can do. But as soon as you see it, you go, no, we don't do this anymore. And you come back into that confidence space. And you're like, no, everything I did was right. And it's safe for me to be me. And I just showed up as the best that I could in that moment. And we don't need to think about that anymore.
Mm.
Actually just interrupting that pattern when it starts to play.
And that's definitely something I've started implementing.
Good.
I think that's part of why I've had more energy to actually be able to go out, because I'm not spending all my time in my head, you know, stuck.
Excellent. On the loop. The energy you're feeling now is a sign you are breaking these patterns. Yeah,
so it's just, I think for me, it's keep doing the work, you know, and that's why it's interesting that because my March intentions, right, they came, like they just came into my head like 2 days before the end of February or something. And it was just so clear that that's what I needed to work on for the month. And it's just been in my brain, you know, every day this is what's going to happen. This is what's changing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And then, yeah, anytime you're finding you're doing the work and it's helping, just keep working that. I feel like you're really on this at the moment. So well done.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I feel like a lot of people would be able to relate to a lot of elements of that. So thank you. All right. Amanda, thank you for giving me a wave. Off you go.
I feel very similar. Like that was, yeah, thank you for asking those questions because, I've got the same things in that where they were very similar. Obviously not exactly the same, but the whole inner child work that we did ever since I did that. And then I wrote that little letter to myself and all that kind of stuff. So I actually have kept that picture now just beside my computer, you know. So every day I will peek at it and go, and just she's there, you know, this little girl is sitting there and she's just so cute and innocent. And you can forget yourself so often, I think. And it's a really nice reminder. And I know, in fact, Connie, I think you said, you know, manifestation, how you asked a question, I can't remember if it was in one of the masterclasses or one of your podcasts, but what have you manifested before? You've done it before, you know, we've all manifested something good in our lives. And I thought, oh gosh, yes, I have. How have I done it? There's some really, really plainly good ones. And I know I'm right now at my South Coast property. And when we saw this property and we had the brochure, we came to look at it, we just went, oh, there's no way we're ever going to get this. But I just kept it beside the picture of this brochure beside my computer. And it just sat there. Like I didn't even think about it much, but I just kept thinking, oh, that's so beautiful. God, that it'd just be amazing if we'd have that, but just never thought we would get it, and we did. We ended up getting it, and I thought, okay, so now I know. I've got to put these things right in front of me so I see them every day.
Fantastic, yeah.
And I've also got a message of I have a notepad, one of those sticky notepads. It's like a love heart, and so I've put in there because my top priority is to find the right mixer for my music, and I've got people in mind. You know, I've had a good week and I'm just about there with getting all the mixes, everything ready, all the tracks, my album ready to send off to them. But I've just got it sitting there as my intention on my computer, corner of my computer too. So, I you know, obviously it's a really simple thing to do. But what Sophia was saying with the perfectionism or the, what did I write down? I've got a few things I wrote down. Because for me, I think you've already answered quite a few questions in that last one because I've had a really, really good week because I leaned in and I went to just do this little recording session just to do a few backing vocals to finish off one of the tracks. And I just started talking about everything I've been doing with the musician I'm working with. And he's really into all this kind of stuff as well. And a really good conversation. And then he said, and I was telling him about how I wanted to get into doing some more videos and I just started recording the session. I thought, oh, I'll just put it up, you know. And so I'll just see what happens. And I'll say, you know, do you mind if I record it and everything? He's like, no, that's fine. I said, totally fine. So I put it up there. And then afterwards he's like, oh, why don't we just, you know, record an acoustic track? Let's just sit down. Let's just do it. And so he recorded with his iPad and we've still got to put that video together. But I actually did post a video this week. So, and it was so... I was so worried, all the things that were going through my mind, the reason I haven't done it, I realized, is because, you know, I am that person. I was just waiting, everything had to be perfect. Like I wanted it to be perfect. I always wanted, I have to look right. I have to be blah, blah, blah. And so many things in it. And in fact, that day, I don't think I'd even put any makeup on or anything like that. And I just, not that I'm a big makeup person, but I just, you know, you just want things to, I feel like it's got to be right.
Yeah. Got to plan it, set it all up and have your hair done. And
yeah, whatever. And I thought, no, bugger it. I'm just going to put it there. I was feeling fat that day and everything. And I just, you know, I thought, bugger it. I'm just going to lean right in here and do it. And I did, and it was good. And then I got up a basic, I've only got a basic sort of video editor program, but I thought, I'll just do it and see what I can do with it. Some filters on and make it and just have fun. And I did, and it turned out to be just a quirky little funny thing. And I thought, well, it doesn't matter. And I thought it was a really good place to start, and people can look at it or they don't have to look at it. I'm really proud I did it. And I guess I just want to make sure I stay in this where I am now and not lose this energy, not lose where I'm at. So, but I think I listened also to your feminine podcast just yesterday on my run, Connie, and yeah, all of that too, maintaining that. Because I've got both, yeah, I've always been a very, like when I was young, very feminine person, you know, very creative, very, really way, like just feminine, you know, so no structure, like completely, you know. And then I think once I had children, I kind of took on a lot of masculine. And I think because my mother died when I was young, my father, you know, I left home when I was quite young, lived with an aunt, lots of family problems. I basically feel like I had to take on the world, look after the whole world, look after myself, and no one's going to do it as well as me. And so I've sort of got the balance between masculine and feminine. That's what I want to find, like really find that balance. Because I think I swing one way and the other too much, and I just want to find the balance.
Mm-hmm. So, and I just want to touch on something that you said that jumped out at me was, because you started off talking about, you know, manifestation, and once we find the formula that works, you know, let's just kind of reuse it. And I almost just felt to say to you as well, that what you found there with how you so effortlessly and beautifully were able to capture some content and share it, it's almost like, oh, that feels like a little formula for you. And I wrote down, get out of the way. Because you know how, I think we talked about this in our last group coaching call with you. It's so easy for our mind to get in the way and think, okay, if I'm going to create a piece of content, and look, I do this all the time too, set up my light and do a video and make sure it's perfect and it's got to be nice and succinct, and then I can post a video. But what you found was, and you're being guided. You just got this little idea. I'm just going to press record. You know, and you didn't analyze that. You just followed it. And then this beautiful, really natural kind of evolution of that came through. You had this piece of content. You're like, it's, you know, it's pretty raw, but I can share it. And see how that has a real effortless, flowing, natural feeling to it, which when we're following the right steps and we're in the flow, this is how it feels. It's only when we get in the way and we kind of try to perfect it and be in control of it that we get it a bit messed up. So I almost feel to say, whatever you practiced in that moment, which was you got the idea, you said to yourself, okay, just lean in and have fun. You got the end result, wasn't necessarily the most perfect thing ever, but still valuable and great. Let's just share it. I would say like rinse and repeat that.
Yeah, I think so. I think I enjoyed it. And I think I just think too much about, you know, sometimes you think, like you said, in the head, think too much what other people are going to think, because it's not my concern. It shouldn't be my concern what other people think. If I know, if I feel I'm in my purpose, if I feel that what I'm doing is valuable and it's from my heart, and I'm just literally being, you know, guided to, it feels, and you're right, it feels more like a flow. And there's been lots of little things during the week after that in other areas of my life that have felt that way too.
Yeah.
So, and I've realized that it is that imperfection that people actually can connect with. And I know that is across, I think, most of, for all of us, that when you read someone else's truth and authenticity, that's what you love. That's what you hook into. And it's so scary and vulnerable to be like that. But, and I often think that I am, and I probably am, but probably not to the extent I could be. And I think that's what I'm trying to do now, and just stop worrying about it. I used to be like that. I used to really be like that. Maybe too much. I don't know.
But this is where your beautiful balance comes in of the two. You're reconnecting with those parts of you that used to be like that. Yeah. You're reactivating her and then integrating it, sort of rebalancing it in with some other parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
And, you know, we all know Brené Brown, how much she talks about we can't have true connection without vulnerability. That's in our relationship.
I have to look at that, yeah.
Oh, when there's a TED Talk Brené Brown did on vulnerability. I'll either post it in the group or someone can post it. But she said we can't have true connection without vulnerability.
So
this is in our intimate relationships, but this is with our community. This is with all of you. We're all connecting so deeply through your willingness to come on and be raw and vulnerable.
Yeah, and I also can relate to Sophia when the criticisms, like I was always a very sensitive child, and I am obviously a very sensitive person, I would take everything to heart. I specifically remember I'm the youngest of four, and so I got all the crap from my brothers and sisters, which was usually meant in jest, or you know, it's just kids being kids. But I took a lot of it on, and I remember there was a particular aunt that I ended up living with. I always felt like she was a really harsh woman, and she used to just say these things that just would cut me. And I remember her actually saying to me once when I was a kid, "Well, don't take it to heart, darling. You know, don't take it to heart." I mean, like, crushed, you know. And it just was, she was so scary to me, and just this, I was just, you know, crushed. And I think through my life, I've had, you know, we all have things that are said to us by people, mm-hmm. and you realize obviously as you grow up that they're not really conscious of how they're making you feel. Now, there's lots of reasons why people do things, and so yes, you do grow up and realize, okay, that person may have been in pain or whatever it was, but I took it all on board, you know. And I was like, how can people say those sorts of things to each other? I never say that to somebody because that's me. Mm-hmm. But having to learn that again and again through my life, and as a mother, fierce, protective mother, and then of myself. But having kids, of course, has taught me. So now, and going back to my inner child and how I treat my children and how I've cared for them, and, you know, I try now to treat myself that way too, and I think we forget to do that, you know. So I'm trying to do that, yeah. I don't always have to be the big protector, and that's very masculine too, you know.
Well, protector can be masculine, or protector can be like fierce feminine mother protector. It depends on how you want to step into it. But something my kinesiologist has often said me to tell me to do when, you know, you get other people's stuff is just be like, this is not my stuff. Like very clear, like rejection, like, sorry, this is not mine. And even I was just getting this image of almost like, because both you and Sophia shared taking things to heart. It's where we take someone else's words or energy and we go, okay, I'm going to plant this on my own little heart and I'm going to make this true for me. And I think what we need to get is, again, this fierceness of like, this is not mine and this is not mine, and that's yours, mum, and that's yours, dad, and that's you, school teacher, when I was five, and this is not my shit. And actually getting really fierce about like extricating that from ourselves and ensuring that if anyone ever tries to put their stuff on you, we energetically, I'm like, excuse me, not mine. You can take
thank
that.
Thank you.
Send, return to sender, not in.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Yes. Yes.
Was there anything else in that, or is that feeling good for you?
I think that feels really good, and yeah, it's great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Loving all your energies today. All right, we have our two. We have Fatimata and we have Danielle. Who feels to go next? Okay. All right, love, where are you? Dawn had to leave us. She just sent me a little message. Off you go, love.
Hi. Firstly, thank you, everyone. I feel really blessed to be in this space because I absolutely have learned so much. I think we're all carrying these bits and we're all bouncing and learning off each other. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing. I guess I'm stuck with the two of the threads. One of them is with Gemma, and I'm currently working in corporate world and life and in this and holding a vision at the same time of I have no idea how I got to doing this job and it doesn't feel right with me, it doesn't sit right with me, and really connecting in with I guess my inner child and that creative, I want to make something, I don't want to be in charge of everything anymore, the way that I am, as you know, doing events and marketing management and things, and also going in this season of preparing to get married and what that looks like with vulnerability and stepping into my feminine. I guess I was raised, most of my childhood was around the masculine and having to take care of everything, and unless you take control of it, it won't all happen, and how are you ever going to get everything done? And, you know, this is the way to raise a family and you need to be like this. And I guess in the beginning of my relationship, that kind of drove me into having the job that paid a certain amount and looked a certain way and put a certain amount of stress on my body, kind of ticked all of those boxes. So I guess my part of this is the disconnect between those two at the moment, and living in that space between of where I'm living and my work situation are both around that belief system. The reasons I chose that, and I learned so much from that masterclass in like, okay, I've chosen this, this is my choice, and I understand where it came from. A lot of that is that deep feeling of feeling unsafe. And so, okay, I'll just hold on to what's safe really tight. But now seeing that stress in my body and my mind, feeling the extra fatigue, and all the practitioners that I see are all like, this is not the work for you. That is, you know, this isn't the environment for you and your spirit and the way that you are.
Yeah.
And your body's really telling you that. The other part that I've noticed is showing up and mirroring this disconnect is around money. That's really something that since I was young, I've really has been my struggle. And even talking about it, it's like a really emotional struggle. And, but at the same time, I've given all my power to that. And so that's kind of the justification, you know, that self-worth is part of that. So I don't feel comfortable. Like, how can I let go of this core, you know, all of these things that are causing me stress, because it won't make sense financially, I guess, and surrendering to that. So I guess it's like a bit of a big mixed bag, but those are kind of my current, hoping to get support around.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I started making, connecting those dots just as you said it, that there's something about, yeah, self-worth tied into work, tied into my ability to contribute and bring money in, or the amount of money I make, and then potentially the shift, whether it's out of that work or changing something there, there's resistance or fear around that, because of then it's not just about work, it's sort of these ripple effects it will have on how you'll feel even in yourself, in your relationship, self-worth, and what it brings up around money for you as well. So it's all a little bit interlinked. And when we're working with, you know, it's so beautiful to watch you guys kind of moving through this transition. And it's really uncomfortable when we're transitioning from sort of one state of being to another, or one energy to another, one belief system to another, one reality to another. But everything that's getting activated there is coming from that, let's call it that old part of you, right? So everything that has driven you to get to this point, that for a long time made you feel like this was the right thing to do, as you're beginning to question that, potentially want to change that, that part of you is getting super triggered. Like, no, but what is this going to mean? And I'm afraid. You're going to feel unsafe. We wrote down that word. You are going to feel unsafe, because all of these patterns of behavior we build all serve a purpose for us at different points through our life, and all to create certain feelings of safety, whether it's through being in control or receiving validation or feeling worthy, right? So we've got that part of you really kind of questioning you, being like, well, I don't know, I don't do this. But then the other thing I wrote here, and I think this is going to be a big part of the work, and it is for all of us, is trusting the feminine, trusting the inner guidance, trusting this new feeling and way of being and possibility that's emerging for you. But right now, when you look at it through the lens of, say, your old kind of self, it's going to look at all of that and be like, that sounds crazy. Like, what are you thinking? That's not going to work. How is that going to make money? I feel vulnerable in that, right? So when we look at it from like our old self looking in at that, we go, woo. But when we step into the energy that's actually showing us this new possibility. So the part of us, the feminine, or our heart, our intuition, that has given us this new possibility, we might still feel tender, we might still feel afraid, but we also feel pretty solid and pretty certain. Oh, have I lost you, Danielle? We feel we're knowing around it. So let me for a moment speak to that part of you. The part of you that I know I spoke to you on our discovery call when you were in Byron, you spoke to me very much from this energy. I felt her. And I mean, everyone can see it. You sitting on that chair is just like, there's something like queen feminine vibes about that for you. It was so interesting. Like, I even saw you when you first came up on my screen and we were talking, you're in the middle of how you were popping up on my screen. And it was almost like you were the leader. I just got this energy off you. And I was like, ooh. So I want to talk to this part of you, the part of you that has called you onto this journey, the part of you that has given you this desire of what you want to create, this creative part of you, this feminine part of you, the part of you that almost knows the old model is about putting your focus on money and figuring out how to get the money. This new model is like, I put my focus on following my heart and my creative work and the money comes. So let's just talk to that part of you for a moment and just share with me. Let's just start with what are you feeling or sensing as we begin to connect with this part of you?
Like a tenderness feeling, the softening, the feeling seen, which is something that you and I had spoken about in the discovery call as well. Just like, oh, finally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe her energy? What words would you use to describe what you to describe her?
Say vibrant and gentle and soft at the same time, I think. Yeah.
I noticed
the feeling of bringing beauty and sharing beauty around as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Vibrant yet gentle and soft, bringing and sharing beauty, and the creativity ties into that piece of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, I saw you put your hand on your heart. It's really heart-driven, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right. There is such a softness to this, which is why I think you find, say, that corporate really harsh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Abrasive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what guidance has this part of you been giving to you? What is she asking for? What is she desiring?
That everything is okay. we've been through this before, like this deep rooted longing and this vision that, you know, I've held in my past. I mean, I remember when I was 14 and sitting in my maths classroom and looked out the window and just felt it drop in my heart that I had to live in Italy. Which was absolutely crazy because I knew nobody who had ever been on more than a holiday to Europe before or anywhere before. So it was absolutely crazy. But then, you know, fast forward, say 6 years, and I was crying and crying and crying, like the longing to go. There was a lot of blocks along and tests along the journey. And it took 10 years exactly before I went. And I don't know what's happened. Just that we've been here before, like, you know, the first, the desire is there. The vision is so clear. Like, I know exactly how it will look and it has all of these elements and it feels really good, but it's just that in between time and transitioning and stepping up into that, that is really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel the tenderness in there too. Yeah. What has she been showing you as steps? What has she been saying? Do this, take this step. Here's what you need to do.
Firstly, being here, investing this time and the money part of it, which was obviously a trigger, but then ends up being the easiest thing somehow. I don't know. being more present in the pieces that are feeling good, like, you know, looking at what choices I've made and then saying, okay, I've made these choices, it's okay today, you know, I don't have to be perfect, have everything perfectly aligned when I want. What else? Taking time to rest and, you know, yeah, just enjoy this kind of slower pace before everything gets activated. Yeah, I think that's the main pieces. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling something, and I could be wrong, but let's just feel into it. I'm feeling there's something she wants to create. Something, yeah. She wants to, it's something that would feel like she's started. She's starting, even if it's a baby step, and she's on the path and she's doing her work and she's created something.
That's the part I've felt really blocked in knowing exactly what that is. So when we first did the discovery call, for example, I was, and I've done this as my small steps in the past, but doing, you know, women's wholehearted suppers, I called it. So it's like once a month, a gathering together. I've been feeling this longing to, for a few years, to actually physically create things as opposed to being in my mind all the time. So I did like pottery classes and I did watercolor painting, and I've been doing like just, you know, what's something fun and beautiful that I can actually physically do that I might not need the talent for as such that I can figure out. And so I've been doing pieces of that as well, which was one of my intentions the other week, and I sat down last Saturday and just, you know, painted for the whole time, and yeah, those are kind of it, that really, that shadow, I guess, of is this productive, or you know your work demands so much of you, you need to just kind of switch off completely when you're not there, because how are you going to have the energy to go back on Monday? Could this really be a source of income or work for you? Like, you know, that needing to validate it myself has been really.
Do you feel to continue with the suppers and the events?
Not as much. No, I've been feeling that physical creation and that my own space and time more than giving, because my job at the moment is in events, and I've got like a team that I manage, and I'm giving a lot of energy and supporting all women in my team every day. And so I'm feeling really like when I'm not at work, I need to just kind of hold myself together.
Okay. Have you been getting any guidance about any changes to make with your work?
Yes. So I did resign in December.
But, that's right. We spoke about this.
Yeah. But I'm still there. So they gave me a month off to just rest and to see how I felt. And so I took that time out, mostly panicking the whole time, thinking, okay, so if you're not doing that, well, now's your chance. Like, okay, now you can be creative. You've got this time off. And I just felt exhausted, which I think mainly was the cord was still there. And I was still processing all of that. So, and that's mainly just money. I'm just so fearful that if I let that go, how all the rest can unfold if I'm not contributing to it. So, it's a crazy situation.
Well, look, I always do say with money, we don't want to be like too woo-woo about it. Like we absolutely need to ensure that we're not putting ourselves in a complete state of fight or flight and stress by cutting off an income stream that actually, without it, we would feel immense pressure to have to be creating something to make money. That's never sort of the most energetic, supportive space for us to be in. But I can tell part of you is you're being guided to leave the job because you made the decision, and maybe you weren't quite ready to take the full leap yet, but I can feel it's there, it's brewing.
Yeah.
And my sense is, and I can't land on quite it is yet, what it is yet, but my sense is your guidance or your feminine does have something that she wants to create that would allow you to receive money for it.
Yes, well, I have done work as freelancing work in the work that I do. So in creating events and supporting entrepreneurs and work like that online, because I went to a last minute decision. I decided to move to Malta for 5 months at the end of a project a few years ago. And I was like, okay, I need to make money. And so I was working for a not-for-profit and doing different, you know, the work around what I do. So around copywriting and setting up the communities around to support the business and things like that. So I have, I guess the plan so far has been that when we get married in August in Malta, that we would possibly stay in Europe and that I would be able to continue doing that. And this is, I guess, the time to set that up in a sense. And then, so say in June or July, I'd be able to leave my job and start afresh.
How does that all feel to you when you kind of say that this is the vision, this is the
it feels supernatural, like a no-brainer kind of situation. Of course I could do that, that's easy. But the interesting thing is when I'm here in Australia or in Sydney or around mainly family, I guess that part just completely, that version of me doesn't, I don't give myself permission to be her yet.
Interesting as we talk about it, it's actually in a lot of ways it's a lot clearer than we realize, and now we see kind of what the real thing is. Because initially it kind of sounded like it was a block within you, which it still is, but I feel like there's something about this with the family and the permission that's really interesting that came up. So when you share with me, so you are absolutely in a transition. When you explain and share with me what this transition will look like, that to me feels like a yes, clear, beautiful. Love the idea of, you know, like I said, we've got to make sure we have a way to bring in money. So knowing that you could do the freelance, knowing how this would work, knowing what that would look like, and you're in the process of setting that up, that feels really good. That feels like that's going to allow a lot more creativity, a lot more of your feminine to lead. Beautiful. But there's something about, permission and family. You know, we've talked about inner child the whole time.
Yeah.
So what I might give you is a little bit of homework, and then you can maybe kind of share us in the group, and then also share in your monthly video, or we'll talk about it on the next call too, is there's some unpacking around that, because that's what's stopping you.
Yeah.
And I think it's around wanting love and approval for being a certain version of yourself rather than being who you really are. And you might need to temporarily be willing to forego getting all that external validation in order to really honor who you are. Because the longing you're feeling is the longing to be your true self. And up until this point, you've put your power in other people and you've chosen to make them happy over making yourself happy. And this is all going to happen and all going to change the minute you decide that you're ready to put yourself first and make yourself happy and give yourself permission to be fully you regardless of what other people think. And this will involve, this involves a lot of courageous conversations, you know, as we are standing up with people in our lives and saying, this is what I want to do. This is what will make me happy. This is what's really important to me. You may not understand it. It may not make sense. I know you're concerned about money, but here's what I'm going to work on to support me. It's like really standing up in our truth and being willing to let people know, you know, what we feel and what our plans are, and then they can have their reactions. But again, that's not our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will do some exploration around that. And if you want to dive deeper next coaching call, we can go further into that.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thanks for holding this space.
Beautiful. All right, last one. You guys are doing amazing. I know this has been a long call and I so appreciate all of you holding space so beautifully. All right, my special beautiful lady, off you go.
For me, on my side, I would say I improve a lot on some aspects of my life. Most of them is more professional, but I feel like I need to... There is something that I feel blocked is about communication, and I don't know how I can make things change because, to be honest with you, one of the reasons why I struggle to communicate and to show myself is because I grew up with a mother who always told us to stay quiet, to not to talk too much, to not give a lot of information to people because it's gonna could be something that it could be used against us. But it's something very because she had a lot of problems when I was young. So I think I grew up with this idea to not communicate a lot, and I don't know how I can make things change. For now, for example, in the aspect where I improved about my organization and prioritization because I try to bring more magic into my life. So I try to be more amazed, more delighted about things, etc. But for the communication, I don't know how I'm trying because I feel like because you were talking about the most craving, the feminine most craving, and it's like I need to express myself, but I feel not a wall, or it's kind of complicated for me. And I know that I need to resolve that aspect of my life. So, and at the same time, I was about there was a communication, and there is something else too. I have a big resistance. Yeah. At first, it's like something. There is no comparison, but as I have a big resistance to drink water, and it's very difficult for me to do it. Really, I do not drink a lot, it makes me some pains on my muscles. You know, it's not big things. It's like I don't know the name in English. It's like when you don't drink a lot, sometimes you. You have to, but it's, and I, even with these things, I cannot push myself to drink more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I'm talking about that, but I probably can make a parallel with the communication, maybe something on this area of my,
gotcha. Yeah.
Of my body. And, I just realized it when I was, thinking about the things that I need to improve. So probably could have a linked, maybe not, I don't know. I don't know, I would like you to help me to find some, and I would like as well to add magic on it. Because I think it works for some aspect of my life, so.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing all of that. You explained it all really well. It makes so much sense. It's so like when we have programmed into us, understand when we're young, we look at our parents like we take on board everything they say, and if they say something and they say it with a lot of emotion, we think it's true. So if your mom really said to you very clearly, and it feels to me like there was a lot of fear put in around communicating and expressing and revealing about yourself because it could be used against you. So at a young age, you've had an emotion of fear installed in you around that. And that's what, when we hit a block, we want to communicate, we want to express, we want to be seen, but there's something in us that says, don't, it's not safe. And I feel like that's what's getting activated for you. It's this younger part of you that hasn't as yet experienced or been told that it is very safe to be fully you and to communicate and be vulnerable and share yourself and let people see you. So you've got, we talked about this quite a lot on the call. You've got like an inner younger part of you that's trying to keep you safe. And that's what happens as we grow up and we get that stuff programmed into us. And it's really interesting. You've made this connection with the throat chakra, because when you were talking about the water, like I sort of heard why would you withhold from yourself something that's so nourishing? And there was almost something around receiving. I don't know, there is something around a block of both receiving and expressing through the throat energy. And it feels like stuff comes up here to protect you. And so what's interesting is we're doing this work through the mastermind, you know, we're doing this heart activation and you're feeling your feminine starting to rise, or this true authentic part of you wanting to be expressed through you. And another part of you is like, no. Can you relate to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it is.
Yeah.
I feel it's very difficult to receiving. Mm-hmm. And when I have could be friends, colleagues, and wants to communicate with me and to not talk and have a discussion, I can be like cold, you know. My behavior will show something like, I don't want to talk with you, or what do you want from me? I don't understand. But I don't say that. But something I think on me show this, and I always repeat this and this and this and with everyone. So, so yes, there is something that I need to, and I realize it now because just 2 days ago, I do some card readings for myself, and I took a card that say the throat chakra. And I say, okay, it's about communication. And I work a lot about self-development in parallel with this masterclass. I did a test, and I recommend it to you if you want to do it. It's a strength finder, so it's showing you your strengths, and it helped me to know me better. But about communications, it was at the bottom of the list. So I know that I need to do something about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
beautiful. I'm glad you can see it's both giving and receiving. That's interesting that it's working both ways. So a couple of things, and we'll talk about this a bit, but a couple of things that are coming to mind for me. So obviously we've talked about a few things related to inner child on here. I loved, and I meant to say this to Sophia as well, I loved what Amanda did with the photo of her inner child and the letter. You know, writing a letter to your inner child and writing or doing some healing work around, you know, what she needed to hear, what she needed to know. And I even want you to think about what would you need to believe in order to feel safe to communicate, like in order to feel safe to fully express yourself with others, and in order to feel safe to receive communication from others. Because at the moment, whatever has been set up around what you believe around communication, which is maybe that people are going to take from me, or whatever the stories are, and that might even be a good journaling too. Okay, what do I believe about communicating and expressing? And what do I believe about when other people are trying to communicate with me? And then what would I need to start believing in order to feel fully safe in that? Because again, there's a feeling of don't feel safe in that at the moment. And this is where we would look at the inner child, and the way we do this is sort of connecting with her through our visualization and bringing a little image of her to mind, and maybe find that part of you. Find an image of yourself actually feeling, like maybe you're hearing your mum say this stuff to you, or maybe you're noticing you feel afraid, there's something you want to express, or something's happened and you're noticing that block come up and you can't let it out. I want you to find an image of your inner child feeling like that, a memory, and bring her in to, you know, sit on your lap and give her a hug and reassure her. What if you were her mother, what would you say to her? Would you just give her a hug? Would you tell her that she's safe, that she's loved? What would you say to her, and how can you reassure her so that she would feel safe? And then you can imagine her expressing with you. So say if she didn't feel safe in her family environment fully expressing herself, you can create a really safe space where you're like, sweetheart, you can tell me anything. Let's sit down and talk together. and actually begin to create a feeling for her of it's okay to express, talk about my feelings, ask for what I want and need, let people know what's going on for me, because you're going to make her feel safe. And so in your mind's eye, maybe you sit down with her every couple of days, every week, each morning, and you talk with her and you have conversations and you let her get out everything that she has held in, and help her feel very safe in allowing herself to be expressed. So that's one thing I would do. The other thing around throat chakra work is there's so many ways we can work on the throat chakra. You might even do a little bit of Googling and find some information on there around what helps unblock the throat. I know the color blue is the color of the throat. So meditating and imagining a blue energy there, healing that chakra, singing, being creative, even like singing in the shower or even putting in some music and letting yourself sing. I think it's about allowing energy to move through that chakra. So in whatever way you feel safe. And so this might not start with being about other people, because that's almost like throwing you in the deep end. All of a sudden you've got to feel safe to tell your thoughts and feelings to other people. But maybe you start by creating a feeling of safety with yourself, where you feel safe to let energy move through your throat chakra when you're by yourself. Another thing, like journaling, like letting emotions and energy out. And something that really helped me with my communication blocks was actually I began doing little videos to myself. I do it on my phone and I do it on my computer, where if I'm feeling something, I just talk it out with myself. You can either do it, say, sitting in the mirror, and you can talk to yourself in the mirror, like, you know, I actually did it this morning. I had something coming up for me that I want to talk to my boyfriend about. And before I did that, I sat down with myself in the mirror and I talked it out loud with myself, almost like I was having a conversation with myself. So practicing it with yourself, practicing it on camera even, so you're getting, you know, that energy moving. They're the three things I would start with: the inner child, throat chakra healing, and creating a feeling of safety, expressing just by yourself, talking things out, letting emotion out too. Like, you know, nothing like clearing the throat chakra, like just letting some anger out, yelling into a pillow, like crying, whatever emotion wants to come out too. But I think it's about letting energy flow. And finally, I also just really want to acknowledge you, because you're trusting all of us right now. You're on here letting us all see you and hear you and hold space for you. And that's already you stepping into that space and breaking through that fear. How's that sitting with you? Is there anything you want me to go further into?
No, I think I'm gonna work on this and try to talk with myself, my inner child. So.
Is also just in your relationships in your life at the moment, is there any one person that you'd feel safe, that you feel fairly safe with, that you'd like to practice more, sharing more or receiving more with that person?
Yeah, there is someone, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, for sure. There is few people.
And what would you love to see yourself, how would you like to see yourself maybe being more open or more expressive with these people?
What I will say?
Yeah, maybe what you'll say, or maybe things that you wouldn't previously share that you want to share with them.
Just, I don't know, I didn't think about that, so I don't know, but just I would say normal things, and could be something completely normal, or could be more intimate. So
And so maybe something just to reflect on, and again you can just do this in your journal, if there's people that you feel really safe communicating with and you want to bring maybe more intimacy into that communication, more closeness, more vulnerability, more letting people know how you're feeling or whatever it is, maybe explore kind of how you can step into that a little bit more, or yeah, embrace more vulnerability or share more emotion or whatever, however it is you're wanting to deepen it. Like I know, for example, in my relationship, I can always see little places where I'm like, oh, here's where I could be more open or really show him how I'm feeling or ask for what I need here. So you can find little places where you can just step into that practice a bit more.
Okay.
Thank you. Is that helpful as a starting point?
Yes, yes. Thank you. It's very helpful. So I will start to work on this part, and I probably will focus my one-to-one call on this.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Great. It's good we can talk about it. And I just also felt to say something with the water. For some reason, the saying, it's safe for me to receive. I don't know why, but that's coming through. So maybe as you're drinking water, just be saying to yourself, it's safe for me to receive. It's safe for me to receive. And just see if that helps. But we can talk about this more in our one-on-one too. Okay. Oh, women, you have been incredible holding space for this whole time. You're amazing. All right, let's just do a final little go around and give me, I'll unmute everyone and we'll go rapid fire. Give me one word to describe how you're feeling, Amanda.
Connected.
Beautiful. I feel connected to you. Bianca.
The word wisdom comes to me.
Nice. Thank you. Gemma.
Beaming.
Beaming. Danielle.
Expanded.
Nice. Fatimata.
I would say empowered.
Empowered. Beautiful. Sophia, are you still with us? I have a feeling she's maybe away from her computer and she's like, oh no, I don't think she's here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your beautiful vulnerability and for your space holding. You guys are incredible. If you haven't shared your March video yet, I look forward to seeing it. And we will keep connecting in our group before our next masterclass. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. And I will talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.